Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have a special guest in studio, and that is Darshini Jayawardena. And good to see you again.
Yes, same here. Thanks, Tim.
We got a chance to talk about Lifelong Learning Institute at NIAC, and you and I were just talking about it. You get a chance to do this now a couple times a year.
I know. I get to see you twice a year at least.
And this is good. This is really, really good. You must have another session coming up, obviously.
Yes, that's why I'm here. We have our Spring 2020 kickoff coming up next week. That's what I'm here to promote.
So tell us the details about that, the kickoff. What should people expect?
Well, the date is Tuesday, February 11th from 1. It starts at 1 and we go on till 3. And it's going to be at NIAC, the Muse Norris Conference Center. And what they can expect from that, the 2 hours, is an explanation about the program by me, of course, and then they'll get to hear from the instructors towards the latter part of the afternoon. And there'll be a few prizes to give away, and it'll be a fun afternoon. I just want everyone to come and relax and listen to we have some wonderful classes, so they'll be able to hear from the instructors themselves describing what they're going to be teaching.
And let's, if we can, I know you handed me a book just before we went on. Maybe you could highlight a few of those classes, if you would, and the different categories that people might be interested in?
Absolutely. Well, the Lifelong Learning program itself is about academic learning, but there are no credits, no homework, no tests or anything like that. It's available and open to anyone 18 and older, and there is a membership fee involved, $99 for 2 consecutive semesters. So if people come to this coffee interested in learning about the program, and if they decide to sign up, they'll get this semester plus the fall semester, and I offer at least 50 classes per semester. So that's like 100 classes a year for $99. So that's one of the benefits, is they can take as many classes as they like, and I have different categories in literature, history, current topics, health and science, travel, special interest, all kinds of classes, and they're all throughout the day. So some people come and ask me, well, I'm working, can I won't be able to attend any sessions. And I said, of course you can, because we do offer sessions in the evening. Some of my instructors work during the day, so they're only available in the evening. So I try to stagger the classes at different times. Sometimes they're one-time events or sessions. Sometimes if it's a language, foreign language, it's over 6 to 8 weeks. So it depends on how much time people can commit to attending.
You know, the thing that amazes me, Darshini, I look at this list, and you'd think you'd run out of topics and ideas and speakers,
never.
And it's never ending.
No, there's so much out there. You'd be surprised. So many people with different interests and specialties, and it's fun to find them. And in fact, some of my members request certain classes, and then my job is to find instructors to teach those. And it's I'm just constantly looking out for people who have an expertise in that area.
I'm just glancing through too, and you've got little arrows pointed to new topics,
yes.
Which is kind of helpful too, looking through the book.
Yes, we do have returning instructors, and they also offer new topics or new classes, new ideas. But then I also look for new instructors, and they bring a wealth of variety and knowledge, too, to our faculty and classes. So I think our members enjoy coming. In fact, they wait for the brochures to come out. And it's exciting to see them come, because lifelong learning is not just about keeping your mind active. It's also about keeping your body and soul and social interaction. So that's something that we offer, because people come and they develop friendships just from meeting people over and over again in the same classes. So if you're new to the community, I think this is a great opportunity to come out and learn about our program out here at NIAC, and then also meet some new friends.
Yeah, I was just looking. I see Scott Bell on Ethiopia today, but there's local food, exploring the world of musicals.
Yes, yes.
Just the performing arts series.
Yes, we also actually this semester we have, we already had a session from the performing arts preview. We have two more coming up where members, that's one of the other benefits of joining, they get to meet two of the artists that are going to be performing for the series and before the show. So it's nice. More of an intimate conversation. So those that schedule is coming up later in the semester. And then the other benefits of getting the membership is not just the classes, but they also get a student ID, and then they can use the library and then the rec center. And several of my members walk the track, especially in the winter. It's very popular. They come before class. They come after class. Sometimes during class, but then they do make use of that, and it's a wonderful way to get that body workout too. So.
I see many of them doing just that, walking around the track at the rec center out at Nyack.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glancing through again as you're talking. I'm looking. There's you got Tim Coffey.
Yes,
doing a program on music.
Yes, the
Beatles. Music of Paul McCartney and the Beatles.
Yes. I mean, we have the instructors that I find, they are so passionate about the topic and they've done so much research and they're just incredible instructors. So I'm so excited this semester. And every time I put together this brochure, I'm just so impressed with the number of the people that are able to do this, you know, who are so knowledgeable about their topic. So we do have some new instructors, and I'm excited to have them on board our faculty too. And one of the new instructors is coming. We have cooking with local food. That's something new that I'm trying out. And there'll be a chef and who'll be talking about how to use, from farm to table almost. So they'll be showing some ideas of how to cook using local items.
Oh, nice.
So that's different.
You know, I think, and that's something too that kind of crosses all age groups.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It crosses men, women, everybody. I love to cook.
Yes.
I'm not very good, but I do enjoy cooking.
Yeah.
And something like that would be kind of fun to do too.
Yeah, and like I said, there's no pressure. There's no grade at the end of the class, nothing like that. And you can just come and sit quietly and enjoy, sit back and relax and learn. And there's no expectation other than that.
Do you do this yourself? Do you look at some of the classes and go, you know, I got it. I want to do this one.
I do have to audit the new instructors, so I do sit in through their classes.
Do you?
So yeah, that's an added benefit for me.
Oh, it's a great benefit.
Yes.
That would be fun.
Yes, it is fun. I do learn a lot, and the most important part is I get to meet the members who come and attend the classes.
Oh, sure.
Yes, and I visit with them, and then they tell me, you know, this class was great, or, you know, what about this idea for another class? And that's always helpful because I look for feedback from them.
Are all of the classes, are they all on campus at Nyack or some off campus, or how do you do that?
Well, the cooking classes will be held at Hy-Vee East.
Hy-Vee East, okay.
But I've had classes over at the McNider Museum, over at the library. I've had classes at the Clear Lake Arts Center, the churches, local churches here. I try to make sure that people have different venues. But it's really for people to come to Nyack and get familiar with the campus. So most of the classes are held at Nyack.
And you see people from all over. It's not just Mason City people. You see people from all over North Iowa.
Yeah, some drive 50 miles to get to a class, which is amazing. And I do also have to mention First Citizens Bank. Their sponsorship has really helped us carry this forward and keep that $99 membership fee where it's been for the past 11 years.
Yeah, First Citizens, thank you for that.
And yes, absolutely.
OJ in particular, I know he was very very close in on the beginning of this, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. From the beginning, actually.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Neat stuff. I mean, we're never too old to say, I can't learn anymore. This is it. No, just keep growing.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, that's fantastic stuff. So, again, now the opening for you to greet people, when is this going to be again?
Oh, the kickoff coffee is on Tuesday, February 11th at 1 o'clock. We start at 1, and then it's at NIAC, the Muse Norris Conference Center. Please call the number 641-422-4358 to register, just so we know that you're coming and that we have enough coffee and treats for you to enjoy, and bring a friend or two. Just come for the heck of it. Even if you don't want to register, just come and hear what we have to say and what we're doing. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds fantastic. It really does. You've heard me say this before, and at some point in time, you're going to see me. I will be there. I promise.
2020 will be the year.
2020? Okay.
We still have the fall to go.
I have 2020 vision on some. I will put together something for you that I could do in the fall. How's that?
That sounds perfect.
I would love to do one. I would love to be, if not attend, but maybe do a session for you.
That'll be great.
Figure out what it is.
Now, I'll hold you to it.
Now you can hold me to it.
You heard it on the radio.
Live on the radio. I said it again. Darshini, good to see you.
Thank you so much,
Tim. All right. AM 1300 KGLO. Getting it said from Mason City and all of North Iowa.